Excuse me, would we like to start? Thank you. Good morning, welcome to the Cabinet meeting. This is my first meeting and it's also Ruth's first meeting, so I'm going to give you a very warm welcome and hope you enjoy today. Is there any apologies?
There are no apologies and the order of business is per the agenda.
Declarations of interest can be done now or during the course of the meeting. And we can go on now to the fourth item, minutes of the special meeting. Bob?
Thank you, Chair. It's the item on page 5, the BSLAC head teacher. It's an easy mistake, it's black or brown. But if we go on to the appendix, it was L Black that was appointed, I think. Just make sure that point goes through correctly.
That's fine. Gordon has an explanation for that.
No, I take it the chair was actually taking us on to item 4 on the agenda, which was a special meeting of the Cabinet, and then the actual minutes of the Cabinet. I understand the point that Councillor Constable has made, which is in connection with the education appointment item, which is further on in the agenda. So, I mean, I take on board the comments that you made, but the actual item under discussion was actually the minutes of the special Cabinet and then the actual Cabinet meeting itself.
So are we happy with the minutes of the meeting on the 26th of May, the special meeting? Yes. And item B, the minutes of the meeting of the 26th of May, pages 5 to 10.
Yeah, so that's the one I was referring to.
Yeah.
Just jump the gun.
Thank you. And now we go on to item 5, the appointment of the Church of Scotland representative in education matters, a report by Gary Sherratt.
Thanks, Jill. This report has just advised Cabinet of the appointment of Reverend Ruth Halley as the new Church of Scotland representative for educational matters. This follows the resignation of Mr. Paul Hayes. Cabinet is invited to note the resignation of Mr. Hayes, note the appointment of Reverend Ruth Halley, and to formally recognise the contribution of Mr. Hayes and note that the Provost and the Chief Executive would be writing to Mr. Hayes to express their gratitude for his contribution.
Thank you very much. Would anyone like to say anything? No. Welcome, Ruth. Thank you.
Can I just say how pleased I am to be here and very much looking forward to the opportunity to learn the workings of this body and hopefully make a contribution as we go forward. I was explaining just before I came in that this is me just running to catch up with what's been happening today. I had a very helpful pre-meeting with Grace Vickers, which was very helpful. But hopefully I'll be able to make a contribution at subsequent meetings. But for today, I'm just delighted to be here and meet everybody, and thank you very much for having me on board.
Thank you. And now we go on to item 6, the minutes of the meeting of the Education Appointment Committee of A, the 24th of April. We're happy with that. And B, the 25th of June. And we're happy with that. And C, the 12th of August. And we're happy with that. Thank you very much. And we now go on to item 7, the Educational Trust Fund, supporting individual young people from 16 to 25 years old. And that's a report by Mary Smith.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to approve the process and criteria for the disbursement of this historical trust fund. There's an amount of £9,700 available through the trust fund, and this report seeks to look at ways of that we can disperse the money. Section 2.2 gives you the revised operation of the grant fund. Section 2.3 outlines the geographical areas. And Section 2.3.1 is the purpose of the grant. So Cabinet is asked to approve the dissemination of the availability of this fund and approve the relaunch of the Midlothian Educational Fund using the revised criteria and application form. My colleague here is Annette Lang is here, should you wish to ask any questions.
Thank you very much. Would any of my colleagues like to make any comment?
Yes, Chair, wasn't there, when we first discussed this, wasn't there some conflict between 234, the maximum grant of this fund will be 500, and in the appendix, has that been corrected now, I think?
I did notice that some of the new battles have been taken out of the form and some have not. On page 30, which is page two, it still mentions New Battle and Newton Grange. I thought we were going to take all the new battles out.
The historical grant award, there's very limited papers on the trust fund about which areas it will cover, so I've tried to reflect as broadly as it could. So I've still kept it to the east of Midlothian and kept in Newton and Newton Grange. Is that the one you're querying, the areas?
No, some of the Newtons have been taken out. There's no Newtons
no
anymore.
Newton and now Newton Grange.
Yeah, but you've got New Battle on page 2.
Under 2.3?
Actually, on the application form.
On the application form.
Which is in page 30, but 2 of the application form.
Yes, you're right, Newton's still there and that should be taken out. I'll make that amendment.
Thank you. Any more comments?
Is Lone Head okay? Well, that's Midlothian West.
Lone Head was still within it, is it not? Lone Head was still within the original one, so the information that I got from Council Secretariat had Lone Head in it. So I'm saying Lone Head, Midlothian West, but what I mean is not Pennycook, not that side of Midlothian. So Lone Head kind of comes in that cut-off, doesn't it, depending on which boundaries you take. But according to the historical documents that I've looked at, Lone Head was included at the time when the trust was bequeathed to us.
No chance of slipping in Last Weed and Bonnerig then.
Last Weed and Bonnerig went in the original one, so I can't find any trace documents that had that in it. It was really that list, and because there were historical names like Newton, it became difficult to. I tried to reflect what the trust fund originally had in it, so that I wasn't stretching it too far. And I suppose it's only £9,000 roughly, so there's not a lot to go around once that money's gone. There is no other funding. It's just to get rid of that residual amount of money.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? No? Good. Now we go on to number 8, Council House Building Programme Phases 1 and 2, and a progress report by Gary. Thank you.
Thanks again, Chair. As you say, this is an update to Cabinet on the progress we're making on the house building programmes. One or two residual items from the original phase of housing. New Buyers Crescent, as we reported to Council separately in a seminar, you've been given an update on the progress we've made there. The demolishing and the operational side, the demolition and then re-tendering and putting new houses back on the site is underway. The demolition is scheduled to commence as soon as the houses have been decanted. At this point in time, we're predicting sometime in September, but that obviously depends on whether or not all the tenants are out. Scottish Water contributions, we have given an estimate there of £500,000, which we're expecting to recover back to Council for the installation of the infrastructure in our new builds under Phase 1, and that should come through by the end of this calendar year. On to House Building Phase 2, We have already four completed sites in there as listed under 2.21. Then in construction stage, we have one which is actually due to complete this week at Eastfield Drive in Pennycook, and then we've got Edgefield Road in Lonehead started on site. In the pre-construction stage, we have two sites with an imminent contract award at Stophill Road and Poulton Street in Bonnyrigg. Both of those are going through final discussions with Environmental Health to deal with the ground conditions on the sites. Beyond that, we've two out to tender, listed under 2.24 in the report. These are at New Byers Crescent, replacing the houses which will ultimately be demolished, and then the second phase at Stophill Road and Gorebridge. Beyond that, we have sites at Kirkhill Road and Darcy Road in Mayfield, which are going through design development at this stage, and they will come through with the balance of the budget that we have remaining after the other sites are tendered and contracted. 2.27 lists the fact that we have a 12-person unit for complex care, and that's due to commence in September this year as well. Recommendations of this report is to note the content of the report and the progress being made on phases 1 and 2.
Thank you, Derek.
Right, thanks, Chair. Thanks, Gary. I think it shows that as a council we are, I would think we're probably punching above our weight as far as supplying social housing or trying to meet the needs. It still isn't near what we need, but we are doing what we can, I think, and this proves it, that the fact that we have got sites coming on stream, as you said, the Eastfield Drive one's about to move people into there very soon, and it's also good to see that the sites coming forward were built, starting to build now in Lonehead, and as I say, the Pennycook sites, the ones that we've signed off, Jackson Street and Craigieville, people are in them now living. So yeah, we are moving ahead quite well as we can with the house building. Some of the ones I've had to be put back because of what we've had to do at New Byers, but we've brought the Stob Hill one forward and progressing that, and that will go a good way to meet some of the needs of the people we've had to rehouse from New Byers, and then hopefully that site will come on stream in the near future. So yeah, I think we are doing well on the good report, and I would recommend it. Accept the report.
Thank you. Moving on now to item 9. This is the Environmental Health Food Service Plan for 2015-16. And Adele or Mary, you want to speak on that? Thank you.
Thank you. The purpose of this report is to advise the Cabinet of the Food Service Plan for 2015-16 and to recommend approval of the plan. Section 2 sets out our role as a local authority in relation to food safety. Section 2.3 outlines that we have a plan that's attached as Appendix A. And Section 3.2 points out the risk. Environmental health and trading standards are statutory functions, and this plan is produced in pursuance of these functions. And failure to produce and implement a food service plan leaves the local authority open to challenging its statutory duties. And it goes on to Section 4, and it's recommended that the Cabinet approves the Environmental Health Food Service Plan for 2015-16. And Adele is here to answer any questions, should you so wish.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to approve the food service plan. There has been a lot of work done to ensure local businesses are working to the highest standards for the safety of the people who are eating in Mid Lothian. And now we anticipate that the next one, 2016-17 food service plan, will be brought forward before implementation. Thank you. Moving on to the next items.